This is Listener's Guide, a series from Big Secret Records. Each episode leads you deep into how the label's releases were made with the artists who made them. I'm Andrew Jones, the owner and operator of Big Secret Records, talking to you from the label's home base in Portland, Oregon. Today, you'll discover the details of the lost music video for Only Only by Bob Cummins Jr. off his debut album Shakewell. You'll also learn how to fuck up analog tape and what Disney on a budget sounds like. Check it out!
Only, only.
Ooh.
A ballad.
Oh.
A slow song.
Yes.
So I made a demo of this, and I remember you really liking it, Andy. You sent me something saying, I love those disco, there was some like shooting star kind of synths going on in it, which we cut for the final one, I think. Possibly.
I don't remember.
But you made a music video for it.
I did late, very, very late one night. I couldn't sleep, and Bob had just sent me Only Only to listen to. And
my saddest song at like 11 at night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The reverse booty call.
I think I was probably just in a, I had a rough day at the studio or something, and I came home in an anxious state of mind and couldn't sleep. And I like listened to the song, and I was just like, this is perhaps the most beautiful thing I've ever heard. And I went and found all these like, I think I went on YouTube and typed in fireworks Super 8 60s or something like that,
right.
And like found all of these like videos.
Yeah,
of,
like archival footage.
Yeah,
of like,
yeah.
There's like a kid riding a tricycle, right, or something like that.
I don't remember honestly. It was.
I have
so
it on my computer.
Ago. Yeah. Basically, it was just a compilation of these like slow motion videos of fireworks shot on Super 8 or some sort of 8mm film that I compiled into like iMovie. I think I went to like keepvid.com,
right,
and like downloaded them and then went into iMovie and just made this like short little like experimental student film from the 70s and
right
sent it to you. And yeah,
it was, and I loved it.
It was, it's just, it's such a good song. And so when the time came to like, I think you re-recorded it.
I re-recorded the keyboard part on your little guy. What was it?
The Yamaha CP25.
Beautiful,
yeah.
Beautiful.
It's a good one.
Beautiful synthesizer.
Herbie Hancock's own.
Really?
Yeah.
Was it on like Chameleons or something?
I don't remember.
Or on Headhunters?
I think it's like the later 70s stuff.
Okay.
Like but Sunlight.
Because it sounds like an electric keyboard, but it sounded a little wrong.
Yeah.
And it's so warm. I love that instrument. And so that was the bass of the new version, and I would say that's the most collaborative song on the record.
Yeah, definitely.
We used a lot of space echo,
yeah,
on that
space
one.
Space echoes all over that.
We used your toy, your little
recorder? It was a boombox, this like modern day like all plastic boombox from Radio Shack that my friend James gave me. And it has this, it's a way to like archive your cassette tapes, but you have to like record onto a USB stick. There's no audio out. There's no audio out to like just play your tapes. Like you have to record it to a little flash drive. And so we couldn't figure this out, but we wanted, there's like this vocal line that Bob does at the end, and we wanted it to sound like the disintegration loops or something.
Right.
And, we just got like this old, our old band called Magic Taylor, we got one of the tapes that was lying around and like got a bunch of sandpaper and like rubbed it all over the tape and made this loop, and then recorded this Bob doing this vocal line and then recorded it onto the USB stick, and it records it like 8-bit or 12-bit or something. Like the resolution is so low. It's so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're literally like, it's like the lowest fidelity you can possibly get.
And I think we used like a pencil and a screwdriver,
yes,
too.
Yeah, we did.
To
yeah.
like mess up the tape.
We fucked it up. We folded it on itself. We like rubbed. It was a really like fun time. Another one of those moments where it was like, we didn't know what this was going to be, but we were just like,
right,
let's like have a ton of fun and just make a mess.
Well, it was funny because after we messed up the tape, we I guess uploaded the thing into the computer and it didn't sound bad enough. We were like, ah. And so we did something else. Did we like stretch it out or like burn it or something? Like we really I feel like we went very far in trying to mess it up. We stomped on it in
the dirt or something. We went pretty far with it. It's like near the end of Only Only.
There's like a do-do-do-do-do-do.
Yeah, you go up high, and it's like, I think it's so buried in the mix as it is now.
Yeah.
It's like kind of hard to pick out, but it's when the drums start going pretty crazy with the space echo.
Yeah.
You can kind of hear this like...
It almost sounds like a dog barking. Yes. Yeah, like a... Shoo!
It's like this haunting, like, ghostly whisper. You know, on old boomboxes, you can, like, press the pause button, and it'll, like, go, zoom, zoom, and, like, do these, like, speed ups and slow downs. So it's
right.
It's really finicky, but I think we ended up just doing, like, you know, 8 takes of that, and then, like, comping together where we like the speed ups, where we like the slow downs, and then crossfading. It was a real like patchwork situation.
Yeah,
but I think it's like,
and I think it adds a lot. What did we use for the strings? It was like a pretty cheap synth, wasn't it? It was like a Casio or something.
Yeah, it was my Casio.
It was the sicko mode, yes, Casio.
Yeah, it was the CTK 450, which my grandma bought me when I was like 2.
Yeah.
Because she was like, he needs to learn piano.
Right.
And so I still have it. It's like at my studio in New York. And I feel like I pull it out like at least once a record. And it usually ends up making the record because it's just like really friendly and like,
yeah,
I don't know.
It sounds warm and familiar, but still a little, like, I think the space echo helped it sound a bit warbly and
sure
fun.
It fit into like kind of the world that Shakewell was living in, because
yeah,
it was like,
it felt very Disney.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, but, like Fantasia kind of,
but
thing.
Like Disney on a budget,
right?
Which I
yes.
love.
Yes, Disney on a budget.
So I feel like so much of what we did was just like, yeah, why not?
Right.
Like, let's have fun. Like, this sounds cool, so let's
right.
do it. And it ended up just being like so fun.
Yeah.
And I think that freedom really comes across.
Great stuff. What can I say? You would have had to have learned so much from that episode that now when you're sitting around with your friends listening to Shakewell by Bob Cummins Jr., you can be the person who says, fun fact, every time you think of some piece of trivia. Subscribe to the podcast to learn about the rest of Shakewell, track by track. Visit BigSecretRecords.com or find the label on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter to learn more about what's next from the label. Thank you for listening.